This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The weekend is just around the corner, and if you plan to have wine be a part of that, perhaps you could consider supporting producers located right here in Texas. From the hill country to the high plains, the selection of wines for this spring exemplifies improvements happening across Texas. Jessica Dupuy is a drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. It's great to have you back, Jessica.
Thanks so much, Nathan.
So what is the main reason for the increase in quality in Texas wines you're seeing for the spring?
I think the increase in quality has certainly been incremental over the years. One of the things that I'm noticing, and this might get a little bit geeky when it comes down to it.
But, let's geek out.
Let's geek out. Okay, good. The truth is, really great wine comes from really great places. And by places, I mean soils and site selections when it comes to vineyards. So what we're having is, instead of a lot of work having to be done in a wine cellar in terms of additions and subtractions to grape juice once it's fermenting and things like that, we're actually having grapes that are being grown really well. And I've noticed, particularly in the hill country, we've got some grape growers who are paying a lot more attention to things like canopy management, which in the vineyard means how much sun are you letting get to those grapes based on the leaves and foliage that provide shade to the grapes. That's just an example of little changes in terms of what is doing best for certain grapes based on the direction that they're planted with regards to the sun. There's a lot of little things like that that are starting to show up in the bottle in terms of taste and actual quality in the wine.
Something I've told people when I want to try and sound like I know what I'm talking about is something you told me, which is the varieties of grapes that are grown in Texas also better match the climate and the soil and everything?
Okay, yeah, that's actually a really big key. Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you look at Texas, whether you're in the High Plains, which is near Lubbock, right, or in the Hill Country, we have very different soils and microclimates than you would find, for instance, in Napa Valley in California. What's important is, yes, those grape growers and winemakers are selecting grapes that are much more suited for these warmer climates. So you're finding grapes that are more well-known, for instance, in the Rhone Valley of France or parts of Italy that are warmer, parts of Spain that are warmer. And so those grapes are finding a really happy home here.
What are some of those grape varieties, just so I can throw them out in casual conversation?
Absolutely, yeah. So some of your Rhones would be Roussanne, Marsanne, Viognier in the white category, in red. That would be a Merlot, Grenache, Syrah. When it comes to Italian, you might hear things like Vermentino, Alianico, Trebbiano, Montepulciano. A lot of fun words to play with.
I like sound like they're fun to say.
Yeah. Yes, and then let's not forget Tempranillo. That's a grape that a lot of producers have banked on, and that's a Spanish variety that does really well as well.
All right, let's get to the top 30 Texas wines for the spring,
yes.
Your column in Texas Monthly. We don't have time to get through all of your top 30, but let's just throw out some whites and throw out some reds, starting with the whites, which you explained to me tend to be a little less expensive than the reds.
They can be, yes.
They can be.
I mean, yeah, and that's just a function of a lot of different things, from the fact that red wines take a lot more oak treatment and things like that, which costs money. An oak barrel, a good oak barrel, can cost you $1,500 if you're wanting to age a red wine. So when you are dealing with white wines that don't have any oak whatsoever, then you're already in a better cost bracket. So that's just an example. But some of the white wines that were really great this year are some that kind of consistently show up in this list. Dukeman Family Winery, their Vermentino, their most recent release is a 2016 vintage, and it's just phenomenal. Crisp and bright, super fun, and just always a consistent crowd pleaser. And that wine is $18. And you can find that one pretty well distributed at like Whole Foods, HEBs, and then certainly at the winery as well. There's also Fall Creek Vineyards. They have a vintner selection, Sauvignon Blanc, that's a stainless steel, which means that it's seen no oak whatsoever. And so it has this nice, clean, super crisp, refreshing palate that's beautiful. That one is $22. And then one that I like to always bring up, this one seems to surface once a year, and it's Hack Vineyards. So they're based actually outside of Galveston. They have kind of had a lot of success with a grape called Blanc du Bois. And in particular, the dry Blanc du Bois that they submitted for this tasting is just really lovely. Super floral, a lot of tropical type of fruits on the palate and the nose. And it would go really great with kind of spicy foods. And that one goes for only about $19 as well.
For people like me, I'm used to spending less than $10 a bottle. What am I paying for in the additional price for these wines? I mean, obviously, I'm no sophisticated wine consumer. So tell me what I'm getting for the additional price.
Absolutely. So not that it's a bad thing to be frugal, but I will say that the old adage is correct, that you get what you pay for. Okay. So when you're willing to dig a little bit deeper in your wallet to pay for wines, you're getting things that are much more pure in terms of the actual wine that's presented in the glass. There are less additives to it, for instance. Another thing, especially when it comes to Texas wine, is compared to a place like California, Napa Valley, we have much fewer grapes in the ground. And so all these Texas wines that we are getting, we maybe have 5,000, 6,000 acres planted. And all of that hard work, a lot of it's being trucked down from the High Plains to wineries down here. So there's a lot of expense and a lot of meticulous work that's going into getting those wines into the glass. Compared to California, where you're looking at over 600,000 acres planted. We have a demand, which is great, but we also have to recognize that the quantity that we have is also in play here too. So I think you're going to fall between $20 to $50 for some good Texas wines. And I think that that's a really good value, to be honest.
With that in mind, let's talk about some of your favorite Texas reds.
Yeah. So some that were super fun. One was a Tatum Cellars Merlot, and this comes from a winemaker who actually makes wine for William Chris Vineyards out in High Texas. His name is Josh Friche, and he does a couple of offshoot wines under his daughter's name, Tatum. This Merlot that he made is just stunning. It is big and bold and just this thick, heady, robust wine. Merlot does really well in Texas. It doesn't tend to be as big and robust as what we find in Bandol, but this one straddles that line really well. It's elegant and structured, but it also has a lot of finesse. So that was one of my favorite finds. That Tatum Cellars Merlot goes for about $50. So it's a little more expensive, but I think it's worth it. Another one that I thought was really a cool find is an unusual grape called the Norton grape. And this is from Stonehouse Vineyards. They regularly make this wine called Claros, and it is made 100% from Norton. And that's an American grape, actually. It's a native. It tends to be really jammy and thick and a grape that doesn't make, I would say, elegant, sophisticated wines in the examples I've seen previously. But Stonehouse does an amazing job with it. And so this is a big wine. It's got a lot of tannin. It's got a lot of fight to it. People that like their big Cabernets are going to really enjoy this wine. But there are just some unique characteristics to it, some different fruit flavors that I think people will enjoy. But this is definitely a big Texas wine.
What does that one go for?
That one's about $30.
That's just a taste of some of the top 30 Texas wines for spring, according to Texas Monthly Drinks columnist Jessica Dupuy, who tried about 150 wines to come up with this list. You can read about some of them in the April issue of Texas Monthly or check them out online at texasmonthly.com. It's great talking to you, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.